Are you dealing with springtime allergies? You have a hard time even breathing when you go outside, itchy eyes, itchy nose? We are going to talk about strategies for reducing springtime allergies and inflammation today. This is the Dr. Lam Show, where we share our passion for integrative and functional medicine to empower people to take control of their health naturally. Hi, I'm Dr. Carrie Lam. I'm board certified physician in family medicine, anti-aging, and regenerative medicine.
Hi, and I'm Dr. Jeremy Lam here, and I'm an internal medicine physician, and also I'm board certified in anti-aging and regenerative medicine, and I also completed my fellowship in functional and metabolic health as well.
And today we're going to talk about how to prevent these allergies or this runny nose, runny eyes symptoms that you might be having as springtime rolls around. So Dr. Jeremy, what exactly are there allergies or this hay fever symptoms, and when does it happen and why?
Well, oftentimes it happens in springtime, and it's just a response, and it's a physiologic response that your body is going through when it reacts to an external stimuli that it doesn't like. And so it activates the histamine response. And, you know, the histamine response is a way that the body kind of just floods the system, and it also floods your cells, and it leads to a swelling response, right? To kind of increase that blood flow, increase that circulation to that part where the histamine response is. And so that's why it's very uncomfortable for many people. And that's why they often find them taking over-the-counter drugs such as Claritin, you know, or antihistamines that you can get just over the counter, or Benadryl as well, to help reduce the histamine load. And so why do we get a histamine load, Dr. Carey, and kind of where does that come from?
So your body produces histamine, like you said, to an external trigger, which could be pollen, which could be foods, which could be toxins that causes your body to get triggered and say, hey, that's something foreign. I need to produce histamine to be able to combat that foreign item. Let's say it's pollen and it gets on your nose and your body is saying, oh, this is inflaming me. And your nose is kind of crying out, what is this foreign object? It sends out the histamine, which causes the itchy eyes, the sneezing, those types of symptoms. And so what are some ways we can actually avoid having too much of that histamine load produced? Because it's normal for your body to produce, you know, that histamine when it undergoes a foreign attack, especially if it's a parasite or something like that. But some people have an over-exaggerated response to histamine, which can cause even a bigger wave of histamine to flood their body rather than just a small amount. And so therefore they get overloaded with histamine, causing a lot more symptoms. What is one of the reasons why that could happen, Dr. Jeremy?
Well, to answer that question, Dr. Carey, we kind of have to address first, what are your body's natural ways of fighting off this histamine response, right? I mean, our bodies are so amazing that there's always a balance to things. So histamine is doing its thing to really decrease the inflammation, right? But then to also balance the histamine, we have our built-in mechanism with the hormone cortisol. And so cortisol is also an anti-inflammatory hormone that is produced by the adrenal system. And so, you know, the body automatically takes care of it. So it's not like everyone who walks around has an allergic response or a histamine response. If your adrenals are strong and you're able to handle it, then you don't even have to think about it, right? But the problem comes when your body is not able to produce enough cortisol and enough of an anti-inflammatory response. And so then the histamine then becomes overwhelming, and it causes all these symptoms that a normal person wouldn't really cause. So, I mean, I went the long way to kind of answer you, Dr. Carey, but basically, you know, if you have adrenal fatigue, then sometimes, you know, you can have that over reaction from the histamine response.
Yeah, that's good to know. So if you are dealing with adrenal fatigue and allergies, what you can do, if other than trying to rebuild your adrenals to be able to produce enough cortisol to help the inflammation, okay, process, is to avoid your triggers. It is very hard indeed if you're living in a place that is triggering you. But one thing you can do to avoid pollen is to make sure you avoid going out at certain times, right? The peak times, like maybe from 7 to 9 a.m. or even the afternoons from 3 to 7 might be best for you to stay indoors and try not to go outside if you're really sensitive to the pollen, as that's when the trees and the flowers in the spring are most active in producing their pollen. And if you're indoors, you can definitely install a HEPA filter or make sure your air conditioning system or your venting systems are cleared out every 6 months to a year, and you want to get rid of any dusty items at home, or mold is something also that you can look into to make sure that you are having a clean environment, right?
Yeah, and actually, you know, it's very important to find out what you're allergic to also, so then you can kind of avoid it and know, you know, what is affecting you and causing that inflammation. So actually in our clinic, you know, we do a lot of allergy testing. And then if some of them do come back positive, then we also do order, you know, allergy dilution shots, which then kind of also get your immune system to build more tolerance to the pollens. And so then that in itself is also helping to decrease inflammation. And the overall goal here really is to just decrease inflammation, right? Because inflammation is good at a certain aspect because it's, you know, your body's natural way of fighting off things. But at a constant level, or where it's too much, where you have that histamine overload and you're constantly exposed to the inflammation and the allergens and the pollens, then that's when it starts to take a toll on your body, and that's when that's not good. So it's really keeping that inflammation at bay, and that's what we do.
Yeah, that's great. And yeah, I love how you brought up the fact that we do these testing. And if you're not someone who wants shots, there's also other options that are like sublingual immunotherapies that would help you be able to recognize and help your immune system build tolerance to these allergens. Because once you have recognized these allergens in your system, it's very hard to get rid of the antibodies that your body has already made. And so reducing inflammation, like you said, is very important in helping your over-exaggerated response to certain triggers, right? And if the shots or the sublingual therapies don't work, there are also other ways that you can try to prevent, other than changing your environment, is when you is by blocking your physical barriers, okay? So that maybe if you're not already wearing a mask because of these times, because of COVID, it's probably important that you do when you go outside in order to help protect that physical barrier and contacting those pollens. Some other people also like to maybe put some balm on their nose just to make sure that the pollens don't contact the nasal, the nares. You keep it moist. You have that physical barrier in preventing the pollens to land in your nose, right? And so there are also some natural ways that we can deal with this histamine load. Dr. Jeremy, any recommendations on supplements if someone doesn't want to keep taking Claritin or Benadryl?
So actually, one of my favorites that are natural that works for allergies is quercetin and bromelain. And especially when they work in combination, that's when they really do work together. And it has to be in the right dose, and you have to make sure that you're doing it the right way, okay? And it kind of also helps with this natural route, you know, in case you don't want to take the Claritin or things like that. If you find yourself getting very sleepy with that, then the natural compounds are going to be more helpful for you.
Yeah,
it also works pretty fast as well. So, you know, some of our patients do see an immediate effect from taking these natural compounds.
Yeah. But you have to keep in mind that it's all dose dependent. Sometimes if you just take a small amount, it's not going to work. So it really depends on how much you're taking. And you can talk to an experienced practitioner into knowing how much is a good amount for your body. Because even some people are going to be reacting to small amounts of bromelain and quercetin, and others need higher doses in order for it to start working against this histamine in your system. So if you have any questions about the allergy testing or amount of supplements and the dosing to take, we recommend that you call us at 714-709-8000 to schedule a free initial phone call, and we'll be able to help you and get you on your way in seeing how to help these allergies that you're having. Okay. Dr. Jeremy, can you tell us a little about these nasal rinses that are actually exceptionally beneficial and have been used in India for thousands and thousands of years to help with the allergies?
Yeah, you know, it's very simple, it's cheap, and it's effective. So really all you take is some kind of warm water, and then you also kind of put that saline solution, right, that you put in there, and then you squirt it up one side of your nostril, and it comes out the other side. And, you know, it basically cleans up your sinuses, and your respiratory tract really starts right at your sinuses first before it goes down into your lower respiratory tract. So you want to make sure that your upper respiratory tract is really clean, doesn't have any irritation, no inflammation, or else all that is also going to affect your lower respiratory tract. So, you know, you want to get rid of that irritation that's in there, so then, you know, you don't have that histamine response, right? And so what's the best way of preventing that histamine response is just flushing it all out. And so that's one thing that's really good is those nasal rinses.
But keep in mind that you should definitely use distilled water rather than just regular tap water. So distilled water is more purified. You don't want to be squirting up any other toxins into your nose. So the minerals have been taken out. And so you, as clean as possible, the distilled water with the salt packets would be good for flushing.
Very good. And then, you know, I mean, what else would we you suggest? Is there any other natural compounds that are also good for the histamine response?
One other thing to really keep in mind is if you're eating some foods or if you have any other triggers that are higher in histamines, as when your body is activated or your body is stressed, your histamine load increases. And we already said you might not have much cortisol to be able to reduce that inflammatory load. And so it doesn't take much for any little trigger, whether it's from food or toxins, to build up and kind of spill over into your whole system, making allergies worse. And so keep in mind that you might be having certain triggers, and these might not have to be lifelong triggers for you to get rid of, but until you're able to get to the root cause of helping the adrenal fatigue, helping these immunotolerance for your allergies, then you might over time be able to reintroduce these items slowly.
And also, actually, are you talking about more about like food sensitivities also, or foods that are high in histamine too as well that, you know, you should avoid, right, Dr. Carey? Is that what you're trying to mention too?
Yeah. There's a ton of foods that are higher in histamine, and that's what we call the histamine diet. Unfortunately, the histamine diet is something that is very hard to follow. There's a lot of restrictions, and it can be done short term, but most of the time it's very hard to stay on it long term. And so helping that root cause of the issue is still very important, rather than only trying to eliminate long term these foods that you might be triggering with.
Right. And some examples of high histamine foods are, you know, a lot of the fermented vegetables like kimchi, you know, even fermented dairy products, sour cream, yogurt, kombucha, a lot of like, again, fermented meats, you know, sausages, salami, and then wine, beer, alcohol, champagne, they all have high levels of histamine. So also, you know, if you find yourself having a histamine overload, then avoiding those foods might help as well.
So if you're struggling with allergies, as many people do, just know that weak adrenals can make the problem worse for you as spring comes around. In turn, your weak adrenals can make inflammation worse, and it can cause more issues if you don't get down to the bottom of it. And finding your triggers and trying some natural ways of helping can help. And so we recommend that you give our office a call at 714-709-8000 for a free initial phone call if you're wondering about how to get your life back on track with the allergies and the chronic histamine overload that you might be having. In addition, if you liked our episode on the Dr. Lam Show today, I recommend that you subscribe and share so that you stay tuned for our next episode that comes on weekly, as we're here to just empower you to take control of your health.
This podcast has been produced and broadcast solely for informational and educational purposes by Lam Clinic. Statements and views expressed in this podcast are not medical advice and have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. The products and supplements discussed in this podcast are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. If you believe you may have a medical condition, please consult your own doctor. Opinions of guests are their own, and Lam Clinic does not endorse or accept responsibility for any of the statements and views made by guests. The views and opinions of guests in the podcast are their own and do not reflect those of Lam Clinic. This podcast does not make any representations or warranties about guest qualifications or credibility. In some cases, individuals on the podcast may have a direct or indirect financial interest in the products or services referred to herein. Podcast listeners should always seek the advice of their physicians or other qualified health providers with any questions they may have regarding their own medical conditions. Podcast listeners must always continue to follow the advice of their personal physicians for all of their medical needs.